Looky here, bitches. You're listening to the DJ New Style Show. I'm over here fucking your mother. You fucking dick knobs.
You understand me? As long as we got that understanding, nigga, we cool. Cause I'll kill your baby mama. Cause I ain't the reason why he ain't with you, bitch. So I don't wanna hear that shit. You could argue with him all day long, bitch, but don't call my house and don't come to my house. You understand me? Cause I'll kill your baby mama. And once you done got that understanding with him, and he got it broke down, and he understand, and he know, nigga, fuck placating that bitch. Do you need to pay child support? No, fuck that bitch. You know, you understand me? And bitches hate me cause I got common sense. I ain't no ghetto ass bitch. Fuck you. You might think I'm L7, bitch, but I'll cut corners around this motherfucker on your punk ass. Got me twisted. Nigga, fuck you. Let's go to part two.
This is for the G's and this is for the hustlers. This is for the hustlers, not back to the
sheets.
This is for the G's and this is for the hustlers. This is for the hustlers, not back to the sheets.
Freeze. At ease. Now let me drop some more of them keys. It's 199 Trey, so let me just play. It's Snoop Dogg, I'm on the mic, I'm back with Dr. Dre. But this time, I'ma hit your ass with a touch to leave motherfuckers in the days fucked up. So sit back, relax, new jacks get smacked. It's Snoop Doggy Dogg, I'm at the top of the stack. I don't lack for a second, and I'm still checking. The dopest motherfucker that you're hearing on the record is me. You see, S-N-O-O-P, D-O-double-G-Y, the D-O-double-G. I'm fly as a falcon, soaring through the sky. And I'm high till I desire, reside. So check it, I get busy, I make your head dizzy. I blow up your mouth like I was Dizzy Gillespie. I'm crazy, you can't faze me. I'm the S, oh yes, I'm fresh, I don't fuck with the stress. I'm all about the chronic, bionic, you see. Every single day chillin' with the D-O double G's. P-O-U-N-D, that's my clique, my crew. You fuck with us, we got to fuck you up. I thought you knew, but yet you still. You wanna get real, now it's time to peel. You say chill and feel the motherfucking realism. Snoop Doggy Dogg is on the mic, I'm hitting hard as steel. This is for the G's and this is for the hustlers. This is for the hustlers, now back to the G's. This is for the G's and this is for the hustlers. This is for the hustlers, now back to the G's. Come creeping through the fog with my sagging dukes. Eastside Long Beach in a 7-8 Coupe EV. I'm rolling with the G-Funk, bumping in my shit, and it don't quit. So drop it on the one, motherfucker, put together that shit. A nigga with a grip of that gangsta shit. With the Eastside hoes on my motherfucking dick, and the Compton niggas all about the set trip. Swing it back, bring it back, just like this. And if you with my shit, then blaze up another split. And keep the motherfucking blunt in your pocket low. Cause Doggy Dogg is all about the zigzag smoke. See, it's the West Coast thing where I'm from. And if you want some, get some. Bad enough, take some. But watch the gun by my side, because it represents me and the motherfucking Eastside. So bow down to the bow wow, cause bow wow, yippee-yo, you can't see my flow. My shit is dope, original, now you know, and can't no hood fuck with death.
This is for the G's, and this is for the hustlers. This is for the hustlers, now back to the G's. This is for the G's, and this is for the hustlers. This is for the hustlers, now back to the G's.
Coming to you live from New Jersey, safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark, we proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
And the homo is been touching.
You guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet.
No. 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 No.
Yeah.
Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. You fucking shit!
Oh, snap! And that's how we start this off. You're listening to the DJ New Style Show. Not quite exclusive Tuesday night programming on Pal Talk. Bitches. Before I can explain any of this, the change in the intro, the uncertainty of the stock market, Rammstein.
Ah!
Voltiere now, Donka.
Okay, whatever, whatever. Enough screaming. Let's professionally fade this out. This is a professional radio show. HMO, Rivera, whatever your name is. That's what this is a professional radio show. And we professionally fade things out. You're listening to the DJ New Style Show. Formerly of There Is No Radio, not quite fame, I guess you could say. But that's what this is. And with me, as always, your favorite and mine, Germ Freak. Germ Freak, how are you?
What's going on?
Wow. Was that like, yeah. What was that?
That's my Bret Michaels impression when he does that show. He goes, what's going on? So I figured I'd do that.
Wow, that's you know, that's where you should start everything.
Okay.
I think business meetings, eventual divorce proceedings. I think that's how you should start everything off.
I'll make note of that. Thank you. Thanks for the input.
I mentioned it before, Jerm. I don't know if this is going to make you sad or not or whatever, but we're no longer on thereisnoradio.com.
Oh, is that right?
Well, you know, I already told you this.
Oh, I'm just trying to play it up. Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're doing. It's okay.
I'm totally indifferent about it. Doesn't really affect me one way or the other.
Yeah, you know, you'll be unknown on in a Pow Talk room rather than unknown on a fucking internet radio website.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
It's okay. It doesn't matter, Jerm. We'll get the message out there. And that message is that we say a lot of things that people are going to listen to and then be like, "Oh, that's nice," and then leave. That's what we do.
No doubt.
Is that your favorite band?
No.
I gotta say, Jerm, I'm a little bit tired. I'm glad you didn't take a nap before the show. You usually do that and you get a little bit lethargic.
Who said I didn't take a nap?
Did you?
No comment.
Oh, whatever. So you're gonna lie. You're gonna act like you slept. But you seem well rested, even though you could only have slept, what, 2 hours?
I may have dozed for about an hour or so, and but that was a while ago.
For those of you drinking, whenever you hear Germ Freak say, you have to do at least a shot. You know what? Save your liver, take a sip. Just a little small sip. Dip your tongue in it, because you're going to be wasted within 10 minutes. Thank you. Thank you. A lot of new listeners here. New listeners. A lot of people hearing us for the first time. People hearing us again after a very long break. Steve LaLarper is hardly a new listener, but he likes to pretend, Germ. What do you think of Steve LaLarper?
I think he's a loyal guy. He works in a video store. He likes to record himself working, and he's a pretty cool dude.
I don't think he likes to do that so much as our dedicated listener, Jay Kling, loves to screen cap the cam that's set up at his job. Just watch Steve stock a Webkinz shelf or something like that. Jimmy Rose, what do you think of the chat room right now?
I'd like to see that chat room is finally banging.
Finally banging indeed, Jimmy Rhodes. Finally. A lot of people here. A lot of people, Jerm. But I brought up sleep because I got absolutely none last night. No sleep whatsoever.
And I'm why is that?
Well, I'm on this stretch where I don't sleep anymore. I'm having some bouts with insomnia. We tackled this on previous episodes. And I'm up to, let's see, 5 alarms now.
Mm-hmm.
I am up to 5 alarms. Two of them have dual settings. This is just fucking, it's wreaking havoc on me. It was to the point where today I woke up well after the alarm should have gone off and I didn't even hear them. They all fucking they just stopped ringing. I woke up with no noise, nothing.
Interesting.
Are you a snoozer?
I never hit the snooze bar. No, not at all. Not at all.
Do you use an alarm?
I use my wife.
What do you mean you use your wife? I mean,
well, she's my alarm. I
don't think you're the only one either. But how do you use your wife?
Well, I never hear the alarm, so I just wait for it to wake her up, and then she wakes me up, and that's what we do. It's a chain reaction type of thing.
So you wait for your wife to wake you up?
I wait for her to wake me up.
She does your laundry, she cooks your meals, she raises your kids.
Listen.
And now she wakes you up?
That goddamn alarm clock is on the other side of the room. The hell I'm going to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and get up and shut it off. So I let her do it.
Does she stand in the bathroom holding fucking sheets of toilet paper just so you can have something to hold, something you're going to wipe your ass with?
Not only that, but she starts running the water in the shower as well.
She does absolutely everything for you.
Well, I'm a child at heart. Yeah, well, I've always had everything done for me, so.
Well, I don't have anybody to wake me up right now. And I don't think I will never make a demand of somebody. I guarantee you've demanded this. This is something you made her do.
Has
she ever failed? Has she ever not gotten you up in time?
There have been occasions.
That's two shots so far, everybody.
Oh. Step up, pussies! Take two fucking shots!
You hear? You're drinking, bitches. That's how this works. Don't kill these people, Jerm. Jesus, just tell the story. Liver poisoning's a bitch. Go ahead.
No, I think I was done telling the story. She gets me up. It's simple as that. And then she runs the water for me in the shower, make sure it's at the right temperature. She gets a towel prepared for me.
Yeah, we got past that. And what I asked you was, has she ever fucked up in trying to wake you up?
A couple of times, sure.
Were you mad? Sure. How did you react?
I dealt with it appropriately.
Well, what's appropriate? I mean, come on. Don't talk in fucking vagaries here. We all know you're a horrid husband.
Excuse me? We have great communication. And for you to make a comment like that is totally uncalled for.
Well, how did you react?
I asked her what the fucking problem was. And she said, listen, you get up with the fucking alarm next time. And that was that.
Lovebirds. Yeah. You two are truly in love.
Oh, yeah. We've been together for 20 years, and we have a great relationship. We great communication. We're very civil to each other all the time.
Yeah.
It's the way you gotta have it. You know?
Yeah, it really is, Jerm.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah. I mean,
have you ever been in a situation where you just wake up and you can't stand her?
The question is, when do I wake up and I don't feel that way? No, I'm only kidding. No, she's pretty good. Her breath is pretty noxious, but other than that, she's a good chick.
Wait, her breath is bad?
Well, listen, her morning breath...
Why does she have bad breath?
Well, her morning breath would wilt a fresh flower, for Christ's sake, if you put it in front of it. I don't know, she has chronic halitosis, I guess, that when she sleeps, I don't know. So I have to make sure my face is not facing her face. I don't want any of her breath on me.
Because it's all about communication, right, Jerm?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Then you got a cue.
She's apprised.
Hey, Donna! Did you start the coffee yet?
Yeah, wow. That's what every woman needs. That's what every fucking woman needs.
Well, what's going on? What is this?
That's audio view. In your basement as usual, working from home. You work from home. You have your own business.
Yes.
But this is clearly not during working hours. You're screaming through the fucking floor at your wife who's dealing with your kids, probably on the phone, probably making a meal as it is. And this is what she gets. This is what she married.
Hey, Donna! Did you start the coffee yet?
That's what she gets. drink, everybody.
You put the coffee in the filter!
No, she just fucking dumped it on you.
You know, I don't know where this came from.
Yeah, Jerm, we've played it about a million times. The thing is that we have people in here that haven't fucking heard it.
Oh,
so
is that right?
It's brand new to them. I like that you're playing for them. I like that you're trying to make it new for them. It's okay, but people have heard this show before.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, oh, yeah. You know, that's funny, because could you tell me that? I don't think, anybody does. So she wakes up, she has just awful breath.
It's pretty rancid, so I have to make sure that my face can never face her face. I always have to face the other against the wall, and also the air that comes out of her nose is pretty bad as well. So I just have to make sure that there's like a pillow between us as well, because I don't want anything on me. And the worst part is after I take a shower and I'll kiss her goodbye if she's still in bed, I get that smell all over my face, so I have to make sure I don't kiss her before I leave.
Jerm, have you I mean, is this like the first disgusting thing? Is this the only disgusting thing that she does?
In 20 years, you know what? I don't really want to get into this right now, but
Well, you know what?
Something happened.
Jerm. Everybody in here is now your new friend. It's okay. I want you to open up. I want you to share. Oh, and that was two ums. We have our friend and frequent guest, part of the show, Barb, keeping track of all the shots that you people will have to drink. I'm guessing at least three bottles of some liquor of your choice. Ibabida. So, Jerm, what are you trying to get out of here? You said in 20 years and then you fucking faded away.
Something happened over the past weekend that kind of changed our relationship, and
what happened?
I'm having a hard time dealing with it, and I I don't know how
erectile
I can go
dysfunction.
On. Excuse me?
What was it?
I heard her belch.
You heard her burp.
My wife burped in front of me, and she never did that in 20 years, and I'm kind of disgusted with the whole situation, and I don't know how much I can go on.
So in 20 years, you've never heard your wife burp?
I never heard her burp, and then she was drinking some carbonated beverage on Saturday.
Just really letting her hair down with a fucking... with a Fresca or a fucking Coke. You know what? I'm gonna go crazy. Let's have some fucking lime Coke seltzer. Let's have some Adirondack raspberry fucking lime seltzer, which is what I'm drinking now, right now. I put it on top of the mic, you know, so you guys could really get a sense of what I'm drinking. It really makes no sense, but I did it anyway. 20 years, you've never heard her burp. I'm sure you've been a fucking prince to her, and you've never burped in front of her in 20 years.
I let him rip all the time, burping, whatever. You know?
That's no surprise that you would do that in front of her and have a double standard.
Hey, Donna!
Oh.
Did you start the coffee yet?
Yeah, that's really nice. Really good. So 20 years, you're just disgusted by her because she... goes crazy and gets a fucking a biggie sized value meal and enjoys her Coke.
I'm having trouble looking at her the same way again, and I don't know. I really don't know what to do about it. It's been very stressful for me for the last couple of days, and I it's just totally disgusting, and I don't know what to do.
I mean, this is the only disgusting thing she's done. So she's never like farted in front of you or.
Never, never, ever, ever. As God is my judge, she's never done that. So if that happened...
Now, a little background for some of the newer people here. Germ Freak is absolutely afraid of anything filthy. Anything that might be filthy, anything that could be contaminated, especially feces and things that come out of other people. Now, Germ, if you're this disgusted over a burp, how would you react if she, you know, just cut one? Just farted right in front of you?
I'd probably have to file for some kind of divorce or separation of some sort because I cannot continue like that. I mean, that's not... Women don't do that type of thing. It's very unfeminine. And if that were to take place, I wouldn't be able to continue.
You would divorce her over a fart?
I would probably get a separation at first. Maybe
you know, just sow your oats a little bit, try to see the error of her ways or whatever.
No, maybe have her go to somebody in, I'm thinking of the word, is a gastrologist or something like that? Maybe have her go to a doctor, see if there's a problem or something.
Yeah.
To make sure something like that never happens.
She's
going
to go to a gastrologist.
I don't know what the name of it is.
Yeah.
Somebody who takes care of
you. You have it all thought out. That's good.
Well, listen, if something like that happens again, she has to go to a doctor and see if there's going to be a problem. And if that's
I mean, your kids have done it. Your kids have farted. Your kids burp. What's so special about her?
She's a female.
And you have two daughters. I want to let you know, Jim, they're also female. What's the big fucking deal if she farts or burps?
Because it's unfeminine and unladylike and it's a turnoff. And I'll be damned if my woman's going to pass gas in front of me.
You'll be damned.
That's right.
Really put your fucking foot down. That's amazing, Jim.
Well,
fucking amazing.
Listen, whatever. You know?
I don't know. But what I do know is I'm very, very grateful to Irish Algae and Solera for giving us the chance to do this. Giving us the chance, basically, for you to reveal how absolutely insane you are to all new people. You're willing to leave your wife of 20 years, you know, because she happened to enjoy something from Chipotle. It's really, really grounds for divorce. It's great. But it's great. I'm not in the least bit nervous. I know you're not. You have an iron will. And
yes.
But there are times that you do get a little bit on edge. I don't know, maybe... I mean, you do drive a lot through some of the areas that we've announced that we're isolated from. One of them, I guess, would be Newark.
Yes, I frequent Newark. It's not a problem for me.
Oh, come on. Never. You've never had a problem?
Well, I was actually in Newark, I think last Friday, and I got off the South Orange Avenue exit. Not sure of the number in the parkway, and
that's okay. I don't think people are checking mileposts.
No, I don't think so either. I'm just trying to get local. Unfortunately, we had a situation where, are you familiar with those people who wipe the windows? I guess they're called window washers.
I normally call them blacks, but window washers will do. It's okay. Go
okay.
ahead.
Well, unfortunately, I had a bad incident with one. Well, I don't know how to put this. Let's just put it this way. His skin was purplish.
Because he was black. That's what they look like. There's nothing wrong with him.
But he was like, he had these lesions on his face and they were leaking. And anyway, he proceeded toward my car and had this disgusting rag and a little bucket and was proceeding to wash my windows down. And in a state of panic, I had to put the windshield washer fluid on and I had to blind him.
Wait a minute. So you had a fucking guy trying to make a buck and clean your windshield, and you wanted to blind him with washer fluid?
Well, listen, you know, I didn't ask for him to come to my car. He was, not only, he was, like, leaning up.
I'm sorry. Just go ahead. That's fine. Not only does he have fucking lesions, but now, no, you know, thing you have, sight. I'm going to take that from you because you've approached my fucking Mercury Cougar or whatever the fuck you drive.
Sable. But anyway.
Oh, sorry, wrong cat or animal. Whatever the fuck. I don't know.
All right.
Go ahead.
But what was getting me nervous is he was like, his body was pressed against my car. And I was freaking out because, you know, he's leaking this fluid from his face and he's wiping my car down. And I had no choice but to put the windshield washer on.
So what better way? You did him a favor because at least, you know, you took the washer to his fucking leaking face. Clean it out.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, maybe there's some type of fluid in there. Oh.
Wait, no, it doesn't work for me. Only you. I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead. Continue, Jerem. So you blinded the homeless man who really just wanted money so he didn't die that evening. And then what
supposedly.
Did you do? Did you stick around?
No,
did you apologize to him?
Unfortunately, I was at a red light and I just floored it and went through the red light. I made a left at a red light and just continued onward. And I looked back; he was like on the ground somewhere, but I didn't really look too close.
That's good. You were going for the milepost before you started telling the story. Now he's just on the ground somewhere. That's okay.
And he kept shouting, my eyes, and I just had to go.
How did you hear him? You didn't hear him say, my eyes.
Okay, that part I threw in. But
yeah, you did. You're embellishing now.
That part I did, because my windows were closed, and I didn't hear anything, really.
Now you've angered Alki. We'll never be able to be in here again. He's calling you a fucking liar. Rightfully so. I don't need any, you know, fucking non-truths coming from you. No falsehoods.
Absolutely not.
Please. One more lie and you're bounced, he says.
No problem.
He will bounce you if you lie one more time.
No problema.
Or speak Spanish. No foreign languages coming from you. But that's just one of those homeless scams, though. I mean, that's what somebody will do. It's what homeless people do because they don't have any other skills. All they can do is, you know, dirty your window or some other thing to try and get your money.
A lot of times they make it worse than how it was originally, though. I don't know if you've ever noticed that. I don't know if
I've never had a dirty rag rubbed on my window by a homeless man before. It's fucking unforeseeable it'll be awful.
When you go to a gas station, do you ever wash the windows yourself with that little thing that they had, the bucket and whatnot?
No.
Do you ever get out of the car and wash it?
No, I don't.
No? Okay.
I don't. If they do it for me, I will give them a dollar. I treat the people who work at the gas station like they're homeless. They'll clean my windshield, but with professional tools. I'll tip that. I won't tip the homeless man.
Well, yesterday I went to a gas station and he cleaned my back window, but not my front window. I found it a little strange.
Well, you gave him money though. You tipped him.
Excuse me.
You gave him a buck or something, right? It's cold out. He went the extra
mile. I had the heat on in my car. What's the problem?
You had a what?
I had the heat on in my car.
He's outside. Oh, God, I'm so sexy. Excuse me. I can't help it. Oh, God, I just can't stop it. Jesus. Excuse me. So you didn't give him anything?
No, I've never. I will. I've come on. I think we discussed once before. I've never tipped a gas station attendant. Never will.
Have you ever given money to a homeless guy?
I don't know if I gave it to a homeless. Oh, you know what? I did.
You did.
I was in Patterson about a month or so
ago. Another place we're isolated from safely.
Continue. And I was walking down the street, and a gentleman came up to me, and he asked.
Why are you walking down the street in Patterson? I had to stop you there because you're. I don't know if you know this, Frank, but you're a white man.
What is that? I'm not sure.
Anyway, continue with your story, please.
Anyway, I had to do some work there, and I felt a presence behind me, and I turned back, and there was a gentleman there with his hand out asking for money, and I got a little panicky, and he just kept saying, "Don't stress, don't stress." He asked me for money, and you know what? The worst part of it is it's not so much giving him the money. It was my problem was I was saying to myself, how am I going to give money to this person without having to touch him? And that was panicking me. It wasn't so much of getting, you know, a Colombian necktie or anything. It was, how am I going to give money to this person without touching him? So I said to the guy, listen, I'll give you the money, but you have to stand at least 5 feet away from me. I'll put out my arm. I'll have the money. I'll touch it at one end. You put out your arm and touch the money at the other end.
Like a fucking ransom exchange.
Well, listen.
You're getting mugged in Patterson, and you're trying to negotiate with the guy. Don't stress. Well, don't stress. Don't stress.
Yeah, he kept saying, don't stress. Don't stress.
Just give me your money.
Yeah, and
I ain't gonna harm you.
Exactly. Yeah, and he said, listen. He says, you know. Because there was actually a school across the street. He says, listen, there's a school right here. I'm not going to hurt you. I just need some money.
Okay.
I said, listen, I'll give you the money, but please do not touch me. And I just extended my arm, like I said, and he took I gave him a couple of dollars, and he took it without touching my hand, and we went on our way.
It's so impossible to get harmed or killed in front of the bastion of education that is a school in Patterson. You weren't even concerned with being hurt.
I you know what? Honest to God, that didn't even cross my mind.
You
it
just
was
didn't want to
I
touch
was just
the
panicked.
Guy.
I was panicked because I was afraid he was going to touch me. That was the only panic I had.
Ugh.
I didn't care about anything else.
It's awful. So that's the only time you've given. You don't even know he was homeless. You have no idea if he was homeless.
I don't know if he was homeless. I don't know. He could have been just wanting to get some moonshine or some Sneaky Pete. I don't know.
Wow, moonshine. Yeah, because he's gonna take your money and buy fucking moonshine. Jesus Christ, Jim. The homeless people need money. Okay.
What about you? I mean, how are you regarding that? Are you uncomfortable when you pass a homeless person?
I do get a little uncomfortable. I do, because I try not to ever make eye contact with them. The minute I make eye contact, it's I feel a little bad walking by them and not saying anything.
So
but
if
I
you
will
make
do
eye,
that.
If you make eye contact, you feel obligated to give them something?
No. I do need a moderately believable story. But
okay.
I don't necessarily ever believe them.
Okay.
And yes, this is the DJ New Style Show you're listening to. And yes, this is live. Unless you downloaded it, in which case it's not live, and I apologize for lying to you. But thanks for downloading it, cocksuckers. So, I will give money to a homeless man only if I have the money in my pocket, so I don't have to take my wallet out. They'll give you a story,
oh.
Jim. They'll give you a story like, oh, I'm 40 cents short. I can't call my sister. I need 16 bucks to take a bus to Trenton, or I got to get on the PATH train. The worst one I ever heard was this guy goes, listen, I need a dollar so I can go to Kinko's and print my resume. I gave the guy money immediately.
Only if it's convenient for you, though.
Like, what? I want to know what fucking prerequisites or what job experience. Sitting. 1999 to present. But yeah, if I have the money on me, I'm not gonna take my wallet out so he can, you know, hit me with a brick or something like that. But you don't give him any money? Like, let's say a guy tells you a story. He's like, listen, sir, I don't mean to interrupt. don't mean to interrupt, but I need money. My sister's in Texas or something. What do you do?
I just tell him, I say to him, I apologize and I move on. Unless he, it's a situation where I feel as though he's going to touch me, then I have no choice but to give money.
So, for all homeless people that happen to be listening to this on Pal Talk, or have downloaded this onto your homeless iPods, just touch Germ Freak, or threaten to, and you'll get a fucking whatever you need. Would you give up one of your children? If a homeless man says, I'm going to bleed in you, I will open you up and bleed inside you. Or you can give me a kid. What would you do?
I would do anything for my children, so he'd have to bleed inside of me.
Well, let's say he's going to bleed inside you and your wife.
Bleed away.
And he'll give you $500,000.
Bleed away. I will do anything for the kids, so...
Let's say he pulls out a cock and says, yes. either I'll take your kid, or you got to suck a homeless cock. Anything, huh? Anything.
Anything.
A cock that looks like the face of that homeless guy you blinded with washer fluid, with fucking Rain-X. You put Rain-X in that goddamn homeless guy's eye. Now water just fucking sheens off the surface of his face.
He had it coming to him.
You would do it. You would do it. It's amazing, Jerm.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely amazing. Man, oh man, I don't know. We're gonna have Solera on a little bit in the show.
Is that right?
Why do you pretend? Why do you pretend you don't know? You told me this.
Oh, I did. Oh, yeah, that's right.
You worked it all out. You told me this. That, you know what? I think you're getting bounced.
Okay.
If you remember, what did Ira Schalke say to you?
I apologize, Ira Schalke.
Call him Patrick.
Patrick.
No, you say the whole thing now. Say the whole thing.
I apologize, Irish.
Wow, that's at least 7 shots. You're fucking. These people are not going to be able to drive to work tomorrow. That's amazing. It's amazing. Listen. Don't boot him. Don't ban him, Malky. Please. Jeremy, you need to really collect yourself.
Yeah, maybe we should take a little bit of a
break. So you want to take a quick break here? And what are we going to play during the break?
Maybe some I cut a couple good intros.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Look, we're going to play some Germ Freak Radio for you. This is something that Frank likes to do. He likes to program the breaks and play some of his favorite music. So this is the DJ New Style Show. No longer on thereisnoradio.com.
The DJ New Style Show will be back after something.
I like your flow.
You ready? The following artist was famous for inserting his last name into the title of his many albums. The following artist was famous for inserting his last name into the title of most of his albums, some of which included Continued. Listen, 5 minutes, okay? Give me 5 minutes and I'll be done, okay? And I'll play extra, please! Alright, you ready? I apologize. Okay. The following artist was famous for inserting his last name into the title of many of his albums, some of which included. You see, I get distracted because you said include and I said include. The following artist was famous for inserting his last name into the title of many of his albums, some of which included Continued, Conspiracy, Contagious. The following off of his 1982 album entitled Rock and Roll. It's the The following artist was famous for inserting his last... What's going on? It's the creme? All right, let me do it over, okay? Okay. The following... All right, let's just do it over real quick. The following artist was famous... The following artist was famous for inserting his last name into the title of many of his albums, some of which included Continued, conspiracy contagious. The following is off of his 1982 album entitled Rock and Roll. Alright, I didn't stress the kin. The following is off of his 1982 album entitled Rockin' Roll. It's the Greg Kin Band with the breakup song.
DJ New Style Show.
Fuck. I apologize. All right. I'm trying to keep this fucking volume up as I'm fucking talking, and I can't do both at the same fucking time. All right. Okay. okay. Tell me when to go. Just go. Okay. Boy. This artist, this song hit number one in the UK and Australia and hit number 12 in the US in 1982. Don't Drink, Don't Smoke. It's Stuart Leslie Goddard, however you knew. Fuck! Fucker, motherfucker! This song reached number one in the UK and Australia, and number 12 in the United States in 1982 on the U.S. Hot... cock-sucking... I had to go... Okay. This song reached number one in the U.K. and Australia, and number 12 in the U.S. in 1982 on Billboard's Hot 100. From the Friend or Foe album, Don't Drink, Don't Smoke, Son of a Bitch! This song reached number one. Fucking cock. All right. Just calm down. I apologize. This song reached number motherfucker! This was... This song... This song reached number one... I can't stop! This song reached number 12 in the U.S. in 1982. Don't drink, don't smoke. Stort Leslie Goddard. You may know him better as Adam Ant with Goody Two Shoes.
Wondering, did you happen to catch the professional football contest on television last night?
No, I didn't.
Oh, it was most exhilarating. The Giants of New York took on the Packers of Green Bay. And in the end, the Giants triumphed by kicking an oblong ball made of pigskin to a big H. It was a most ripping victory.
Son, I'm just gonna tell you this one time.
Yes, sir.
You wanna keep working here. Stay off the drugs.
The DJ New Style Show, bitches.
Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. Oh, shit. My bad. Oh, snap. Let's professionally fade this shit out, Germ. Watch this. Because I know, but I don't know about you, but I didn't come to start no trouble. I just came to do the Super Bowl show. What's going on? Germ, are you okay? Did you have a nice piss?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
You did. It's good.
Absolutely.
Good
I picked
hear.
Up the lid and everything.
So, Coming to America predicted what happened to the Giants. How fucking amazing is that?
Oh, it's awesome.
You have no idea what happened to the Giants.
I don't know what's going on, I got to be honest with you.
Do you do anything? I mean, it is the Super Bowl.
You know what? And the God's honest truth, until maybe a few days ago, I didn't even know it was the Super Bowl.
You didn't know. You didn't know. Every year it happens, Jerome. You know, this isn't something they just started.
I'm aware of that, but I don't follow it, and I don't really know much about it, and I know it's in the winter sometime, and here it is.
Yeah, here it is. Have you ever watched any football? I mean, do you never?
I've never watched a football game in my life. I've never played a football game in my life. I have no interest in football whatsoever. I find it to be a complete bore.
So you've never been to a Super Bowl party?
Never.
Never.
Never. Never,
never
ever,
eaten
ever.
The Super Bowl foods. I mean, this is something I'm amazed. I'm amazed.
No.
The most watched event on television. And Alki is calling you a cockless wonder. And I agree.
Oh, that's interesting.
Completely hold up that remark right there.
I see. You know what? For a long time, I was embarrassed to admit that I didn't like football. But I don't give a shit anymore. I don't care.
Yeah, I mean, you know, with all the other shit that you've admitted on this show.
Exactly.
The least of it. Well, right. we're gonna reveal some other shit that you've admitted on the show in a classic clip during if we need to take another break, which I'm telling you we're going to need to take another break later on.
Okay.
That's why I'm setting this up, Jerome.
Sounds good, man.
But you don't watch any football.
I don't watch sports.
Do you know who's in the Super Bowl?
I do know who's in the Super Bowl because there's been so much talk about it. But
who?
I
who
the Giants and.
Giants and
the Packers.
You're fucking lying.
The Green Bay Packers and the Giants.
Dude, Germ.
You just played the clip of the Packers and the Giants.
Did you listen to the clip?
Yeah, there was a football game between the New
Giants
York
Giants triumphed by kicking. Come on, man. Seriously, you're fucking with me.
I swear on my entire family, that's who I thought was in the Super Bowl.
Homeless man comes out and says, if you're lying, you have to suck a pussy, lesion-covered cock, and he takes one of your kids away. If you're lying. You still going to go with that? You're going to still say that the Packers are in the Super Bowl?
Bye, Luke.
poor Luke. So ready to be sold down the river. You're not lying. This is what you really think.
I have no reason to lie. I honestly don't know. I thought it was I heard a lot of commotion about the Giants and the Green Bay Packers, and that's who I thought was in it. And that's the God's honest truth, and whatever.
So you've never seen a halftime show?
I've never seen a football game or a halftime show. Never, ever.
Well, I mean, that's usually when the women come back down. Like, the uninterested women. There are women that watch football. I mean, I'm not generalizing like that.
Yeah, there are women who watch football and other sports. But
Yeah, and know it more than you do. And you're an American man. It's fucking embarrassing. I mean, at least Alex Webbs doesn't know shit about football, but at least he was born in a communist country, okay? You have no fucking excuse. None whatsoever. So you've never done any of those Super Bowl bets, none of that.
I wouldn't even know where to start.
The grid, you never
you
put
know,
your
I,
name.
I,
nothing.
I'm always confused when people say they talk about points and how many points you need to give. I don't even know what they're fucking even talking about. Points. I don't know what that means.
I can't fathom how fucking ridiculous this is. I can't fucking. I just can't.
You know
fucking
what?
Fathom
so why is it wrong for a guy not to like football? Is that so wrong?
Yeah, it really is. Like, even if you don't like football, for example, I don't watch every game. I don't watch every game, but I'll at least watch the Super Bowl. I'll watch the playoffs. I at least know how the fucking game works, Jerem, so that I can't have someone call me gay because I don't know what points are. What the fuck, dude? You just said what are points?
People
do you know what a score is?
When they kick it through the field goal, right?
Alright, I can't, I don't even know if
whatever,
I
whatever.
Well, I don't know what to fucking say to you, Jerem. I had questions lined up for you about the football. I was gonna talk, I can't even just think to bring up anything related to football to you.
Well, I apologize.
But I'd like to have you start a bit. Jerem, have you start your signature bit?
I have a signature bit?
You do have. You have a couple. Your first one, I guess, would be where you like to get a little bit inquisitive.
Right.
You like to ask some questions. And
we're
gonna have Solera on. And you're gonna Germ, why are you acting like you don't fucking know what's going on? Like, I have to walk you through this.
Well, I'm just, you know,
hold your fucking bald hand.
I'll go scratch.
Scratch?
So what are we doing now?
What do you mean, what are we... Germ, I swear to God, I'm gonna punch you in the face. Oh, look at this!
Phone is ringing. Oh, my God.
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
Solera.
Solera, how are you? First of all, thank you for the opportunity to do the show in the Opie fan room.
You're welcome.
Extend
this
my thanks.
This is an amazing experience for you guys and a huge opportunity, and I hope Germ doesn't fuck it up for you.
He is working hard to do that. So, Germ, what time do we have time for this, Germ?
Thanks for the morale booster, Solera.
Germ, do we have time for this bit? I better let me go check the clock real quick. What time is it?
It's question time.
Oh, we're asking some questions. It's question time.
Oh, that's right. It's the part of the show where Germ just throws fucking tons of questions at whoever calls in. And that happens to be you, Slayer. Are you up for a quick game of question time?
Yes.
Well, you better be, because we kind of were counting on this.
How much do I get for every question I get right?
You don't have to do the 97 shots that Germ is making everybody do by stuttering and stammering.
Okay.
So, Germ, why don't you...
$1,000.
We'll see about that.
Okay.
Germ, you
yes,
awake?
Yes, I'm here. You know, I just wanted to say that, you know, I just want to ask you a couple of quick questions. I mean, most people know who you are in this area here, but, you know, some people don't know stuff about you, and I just want to ask you some general questions, some easy stuff.
Holy shit, get to it already.
Okay, do you ever play with your nipples while Alki jams his hard, pale Irish cock into your swollen snatch?
Jesus Christ!
No. Have you ever been fisted in your asshole?
Have I ever been pissed in my fisted. Asshole? Like,
fisted in your asshole. Have you ever been fisted in your asshole?
No.
Okay.
I'm fucking embarrassed.
Listen.
I'm embarrassed. Listen, let me...
What's
no,
wrong?
You listen here, Germ. I have no idea what you were going to ask. I just want to... I want to let you know that these are our friends.
I'm not sure what's going on. What is there something wrong with this?
I don't know. You know what? Go ahead.
I want
Go
people
ahead.
To get to know her. That's all.
Wait. We might not have enough time, though.
It's question time.
Yep, it's still question time. So, go ahead. Go ahead, please, continue.
Solera, have you ever gagged on a penis to the point where you got tears in your eyes?
Yes, and I've actually had sperm shoot up through my mouth, out my nose. That was a good one. Like, it
Wait
went
a second.
Up the wrong way, and it, seriously, so forcefully that sperm came out of my nose.
Oh, my God. That is awesome. It was okay. I don't want to ask who that was. Anyway, let me ask you a question. Yes.
You just asked me if I had been fisted in my asshole, and I stunned you into silence by saying jizz came out of my nose once.
Well,
you have to be prepared for these kinds of answers if you're
going
to ask these types of questions.
I apologize. Okay. My next question is, how often do you trim your love rug?
What?
Every day. And I don't call it a love rug.
No one
How
does.
How often, like, polishing a floor? I don't, every day.
Okay, good. Have you ever rammed a piece of produce up your vaginal crevice?
No.
Okay. Have you ever tasted your own vaginal fluids?
Yes.
Interesting. Could you please describe that?
Well, any girl worth anything will make sure that she's okay down there. I'm not going to let anyone go down there if I don't know for a fact. It's like before you serve dinner, you taste it. You don't just fucking put the food on the table and say, here, eat the slop. You make sure that it has enough salt, enough pepper, you know.
Okay, that's great. Have you... let me ask you this question and be totally honest with me, no holding back. Do you genuinely enjoy performing fellatio, or do you do it
no,
strictly...
I hate it.
Interesting. So you admit that?
Why wouldn't I? Really, would you like to shove something in your mouth to the point that it makes you gag and does nothing for you pleasure? It's not fun. I have a very small mouth. I have a very bad gag reflex. I'm not good at it. I have to count down. When I start sucking a cock, I'm basically counting down like for liftoff. Like, I start at 100 and work my way down. And, you know, if I get down to fucking zero and nothing has happened yet, or, you know, he's ready to fuck me, then we'll do that. If not, I'll go back again and start at 50. It's almost like an equation I have. Like, I'll do 100 to zero, then 50 to zero, then 25 to zero. But my only goal is to get a cock in my pussy. I'm not like, oh, God, I'm in charge. This is wonderful. I can't wait till my mouth hurts and I have fucking stretch marks. No.
But don't you feel that since you feel this way, it doesn't make it pleasurable to the recipient because you don't really enjoy it? I see. Interesting. Okay, moving on. Have you ever had sex with more than one person in one day?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been manually manipulated in your love hole while either being the driver or a passenger in an automobile?
I don't even know what you're asking.
Can you just please ask that again, Germ?
I don't like to repeat myself, but anyway.
Oh, I apologize. I apologize. Please ask it again.
Have you ever been manually manipulated in your love hole while you were either the driver or passenger in an automobile?
Why can't you say vagina, pussy, twat, or cunt? Like, why? Yeah.
Well, I know there's children in the house, and I don't want to offend anybody.
They can't hear you. They only hear my answers.
I apologize. Please answer the question. No holding back.
Like an interrogation. Please answer the question, ma'am.
Well, you know.
Please answer the question.
See, Solari, you do understand what time it is.
It's question. It's question time.
I don't think so. Not in a moving vehicle.
Okay. Fair enough. Moving on. Have you ever... What is the first auto... Well, screw that. Has anyone ever purposely urinated in your face or on your body?
What?
Oh, yes. Actually, we did do that. We've told this story. We were playing poker one night. We were bored, Alki and I. But it's stupid to play for money, like, with you and your spouse, because it's the same money. So we played for sexual favors, and we kept going all in, because you really have nothing to lose when you're playing for money. So we had, like, little notebooks, and we were just like, all right, I'll raise you fucking on the fire escape for pissing on the towel in the shower. All right, I'm putting a Snapple bottle in your vagina. And the only one that paid up on anything was me, because I have the notebook somewhere in a box in the garage, and the only fucking bet that was paid up, I still have to piss on Alki. Like, we all lost. It was
What kind of Snapple was it?
I didn't get a Snapple bottle in my pussy. The only thing that he did was, at the end of the evening, we went into the shower, and he peed on me. It was so stupid. Really wasn't fulfilling at all, in any way, shape, or form.
I see. Okay.
It was that clear root beer, Jim, just for the record. Please continue. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Okay. Have you ever gotten into a physical altercation with another female?
Yes.
Please describe the situation.
That was a long time ago. I was probably 14 or so, and I was walking around my neighborhood. I grew up in the projects, so there was this girl around my age who
Is
was
that in Jersey?
A little girl. No,
okay.
I grew up in the projects in the Lower East Side.
Okay.
So she was picking on a little girl, and I told her that she looked stupid fighting with a little girl. And then she said, you know, whatever, step to this. I don't know what people said that then. And I took her head and I smashed it into an elephant sprinkler thing. And I won. And I never had a fight after that in my neighborhood.
Okay. Interesting. Have you ever had sex with someone on the first date?
Yeah.
Please describe that situation.
I can just tell the gears are turning as soon as he gets an answer that he's looking for.
It wasn't someone I met that day, but it was, I guess, I didn't even know I was on a date with the guy. I've told this story before, too, unfortunately. It was my ex-husband's friend invited me out to dinner shortly after our divorce. I thought it was like him trying to make me get back with my ex-husband or whatever, or, you know, be like a friend. So we go out, we drink a lot, and I was fucking divorced, asshole, fucking Alki typing away.
Oh, he's saying that you weren't divorced.
With his spin and his lies and propaganda.
See that?
I was divorced at the time, but I go out with my ex-husband's friend, and we got trashed, and we ended up running through the village, like, holding hands and making out, and then
Sounds
I woke
romantic.
Up the next day. I woke up the next day, like, in his bed, and this is assuming there was sex, because I was so drunk, I don't remember the actual sex. I remember waking up and just throwing up, like, crawling out of bed and throwing up in the bathroom, and after that, it didn't happen again.
Interesting. Jerm, wow. your response.
I'll
just moderate.
Did he wear protection?
She said she didn't remember the sex.
Germ,
please pay attention. Yes. If you're going to ask questions, you have to listen to the responses.
I apologize.
That's imperative in question time.
I just have a few more, and we'll wrap it up shortly.
Oh.
Solera, if I may call you that, would you rather have rough, violent sex or very gentle, sensual sex?
Rough, violent.
Interesting.
Really?
Interesting.
Germ, have you ever had rough, violent sex?
Not that I know of.
Not that you know of. Okay. So like, apparently you were running and holding hands through the village, too, while drunk.
So, Lara, let me ask you a question. Do you ever blow your nose in public without looking into a mirror afterwards to ensure that there is no garbage still hanging out of it?
I am at a loss for this question.
Yeah, I don't fucking know what that means.
I don't follow it. First of all, okay. The only time I do anything with my nose in public is when I'm in my car. I pick my nose and I make sure that I flick it at other vehicles. Like if I'm stuck in traffic, it's perfect time to pick your nose and make sure there's nothing in it. Especially like when you're hungover, like hungover to the point that your actual snot dries up. You're so dehydrated that your snot is dry and all the way up top. So I'll sit in my car and then, like, pick it, and I'll make sure that I flick it at people who are too close to me or who don't respect the scissor or zipper effect of merging, or people who try to cut me off. Sometimes I collect it under my seat and then pick it up for later and pelt people with it.
Like that one dirty kid who kept the yellow piece of paper full of fucking boogers. Germ, if you ever had a booger flicked on your car, what would happen?
What could I do? I'd have to get it scrubbed down in at a place, a car wash.
Fucking get an acid bath for your car. Who are you fucking kidding?
That's more or less.
And then again, Barb's boyfriend puked in your car and you just didn't
drive it
again after that.
I don't know what you're talking about there, and I don't appreciate you bringing something like that up.
Actually, it was from when you left the Solaris house.
Excuse me. Why do you have to continually bring up situations that were not pleasurable for me? Why? Nothing like that ever happened. I don't know what you've been talking about.
Because I'd prefer to never bring up pleasurable things with you. Because that sounds really gay.
Okay.
Why are you lying about it?
Germ, where's your baby seat? What happened in the baby seat, Germ? Let's recap that. I mean, we have a lot of new listeners. You know, you wanted to recap some of the things. Come on.
You know, there was an unfortunate circumstance that happened. I had to throw a car seat out, and that's all I have to say.
Why? Say it, Jim.
Apparently, somebody got ill in the back seat of my car. Let's just put it that way.
I already said his name. Yeah, I mean, I already said who he was. I didn't say his name, but let's just say a tidbit of vomit was all over your back seat. Is that right? 88?
Something of that nature, yes.
And none of your kids have ever vomited in your car?
My flesh and blood have, yes. My flesh and blood have. But not somebody by
name. Not a dirty stranger?
No, he's not a stranger. He's not a stranger, but, you know, it's just... well, how would you feel somebody vomited in the back of your car, Solera?
I take it to some Mexicans and have it cleaned up.
I see.
Yeah.
It's just life.
They actually have had that happen. I heard Alki say in the background.
I don't remember when that happened.
I listen for when Alki talks, and I hear every response that is said, Germ. Isn't that interesting?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Germ.
Anyway.
Germ,
I
seriously. No.
It's going to bring tension in the room.
There's no tension.
And I don't have the strength right now.
We didn't get a chance to discuss this with Solera.
I see. Listen.
Do you blame...
Don't blame me
Germ,
at all.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you blame her at all? Because it was her party that you left.
I don't want to get into that right now because it makes...
Okay.
So you think we overindulged Tidbit to the point that he threw up in your back seat and you blame us. You're carrying a grudge. That's why you want me to get fisted in my asshole. That's what you want.
Listen, you make your own conclusion, Solera. I'm not going to play your game, okay? Let's just put it that way.
Something so you're saying Alkin Solera just filled Tidbit so full of booze on purpose.
All I know
just
is
so they can have a few laughs at your expense.
All I know is Alki was behind the goddamn bar all goddamn night. That's all I can say. So you make your own goddamn conclusions.
So you admit it now. You admit it. You're blaming Alki and Solera for Tidbit puking in your fucking car.
I'm just saying
because you can't avoid potholes. You know, you fucking zig and zag. You fucking make the car all shaky. Poor Tidbit has to, you know, try to stomach at least 7 bottles of fucking rum, or whatever the fuck he happened to drink, or whatever. You know, doesn't matter. Zig and zag, man. Oh, Jesus. Uh-oh. What is this? What is this here? I don't even know what this is.
Phone is ringing. Oh, my God.
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Solera and Germ Freak. Who's this?
Tidbit 88.
Oh, my God!
Christ. Oh, for Christ's sake.
88. Let's make the sign of the 88, everybody. All hail to Tidbit. Tidbit, what's going on? How's your stomach?
I just want to say something about this whole thing. I don't blame Alki and Solera at all. I drank on my own accord. I actually blame Frank. I was fine when I left the place. He asked me and I was fine. The thing was, his old man driving got me sick.
Yeah.
And I blame him.
Excuse? Where do you even come up with that, Tidbit? Are you out of your goddamn mind?
We've seen it before, the fucking barrier.
Excuse me? What? You know, this is bullshit.
I was fine. Didn't you say yourself? You asked me and I was fine, right?
That is true.
And then
I did ask.
How
fast were you driving?
Oh, I'm sorry. Alki he fed me booze. I couldn't control myself.
How fast were you driving?
I was driving the posted speed limit of 65.
Okay, and you had not been drinking, correct?
Absolutely. I drank nothing except something called an amp, a Mountain Dew flavored amp.
Okay, so you do know that when someone is drunk in your vehicle, you have to move as quickly as possible, A, so that they can get wind in their face, and B, so that they can get home as quickly as possible to vomit in their own bathroom.
Now, I don't know if you guys have heard this or not, but we have embedded some kind of a recording device. And the fact that I said some kind of really just indicates that this is just me playing some random shit. But let's just go along with it. This is audio from Frank driving Tidbit and Barb home. Right here.
I can't even make a U-turn because there's a fucking barrier in the fucking road.
Frantic. Just frantic. Frank, what's wrong with you?
You know what? Solera, you could have told me these instructions before I got this person in my car. You could have told me to open the window. You could have told me to drive fast. Telling me now doesn't help. Okay? I'm short of babysitting.
It's my fault that someone else got drunk of their own accord in my home and vomited in your car, and you can't deal with vomit or drive someone drunk home quickly.
Fuck! Motherfucker! I missed the fucking turn!
See, just frantic. All over the road, I would say. Just
yeah,
all
that's
over
what
the
got
road.
Sick.
See, I can't believe it, Frank.
You know, this is the most twisted way. You know, Tidbit, shame on you for even doing this. I was nice enough to give you a ride home. You took advantage of my automobile by puking in my child's baby seat, for Christ's sake. Now my kid has to sit with no baby seat. He keeps slouching almost to the floor when he gets in the car, and it's because of you.
Slouching.
Well, it's not my fault you spent your money on a Menudo poster. You should have bought him a new fucking baby seat.
Okay, don't bring my gifts to my wife involved in this, okay?
Actually, I have more audio
I didn't
from the trip, Frank.
You were married to a Latin woman.
I'm not. She's not Latin. No.
What is she, Frank?
She's a fan of Menudo, and she's not Latin.
Well, listen.
Frank's the Menudo fan. I have audio from the whole event. Now, Tidbit, you can vouch that this is valid audio, correct?
Yes, it is.
All right, here it is.
Yeah. goddamn son of a bitch.
See? Just completely from that one evening.
It was a lot worse than that. Frank, you came on here blaming Alki and Solera. Shame on you for that. I just came on here to clear the air, to say whose fault it really was.
All I can say is Mr. Alki, he could have said no when you asked for your 85th drink. That's all I could have said. He could have said no. That's all! Not more than that! Just no!
Or maybe you should drink out of a glass instead of the bottle. I don't know. I don't know, but it's New Year's. Everybody's going to have fun.
I was drinking shit that I bought. What is he going to tell me? No, you can't have this. Can't, I fucking bought it.
What is he, the chaperone germ? I mean, come on. They're all fucking adults. Fucking,
we're talking about a fucking $160 bottle of champagne. I'm just going to be like, nah, I'm too drunk. Nice. Let's just sit this aside.
Now, tidbit. I don't know why he's being so unreasonable. I thought we handled this.
Yeah, I thought everything was fine, and now he's going around blaming people. And now,
You're the one who said it's my driving.
I'm going to fess up.
Excuse me?
I'm going to fess up to something.
Oh, wow. Okay.
What's going on?
The only reason we organized the party was because we wanted Tidbit to throw up in the backseat of your car.
Goddamn son of a bitch!
We made everything happen. Hundreds of people have been involved in getting this to culminate into your child rolling around in the backseat of your car, getting a concussion every single time you drive him anywhere.
This was all planned?
What do you do? Just fucking duct tape him to the car now that you don't have a car seat? What do you do? How do you secure your child?
Well, I have a bungee cord that I have it from one side to the other side. But Solaire, are you telling me this was a ruse? This was a setup? What is this?
Yes.
You're kidding me, right? I mean, this whole production was just a setup.
Yes, 3 years in the making. We befriended you. We threw fake New Year's parties 2 years in a row, all to set you up to feel comfortable in our home and offering people rides and being around people you don't know, just to get you back to that position where you never want to leave your house again. It was our whole entire plan.
You should be ashamed. You should be. That's just an awful, awful thing to do to somebody, and I will never forgive you for this. Ever.
I hope it takes another 15 years before you leave your house on New Year's again.
Yeah, messenger check
now
man
you've
saying,
learned your lesson,
saying you've been
and
pwned.
And it takes another 15 years before you celebrate New Year's outside of your home.
Barb is checking in with New Year's face. People are just really, really not in your corner, Frank.
Isn't that the story of my life, though?
It really is.
Frank, I swear I knew nothing about it.
Oh, for Christ's sake up in heaven.
I'm sorry, what was that tidbit?
I knew nothing about it, Frank, I'm sorry.
So, tidbit, you were not aware of what was going on. You were
no,
not
no.
aware of it.
Player. We used him
so,
as well.
Kept in the dark.
So he was, you were just as much like me where you were utilized, you were used.
You're blaming me this whole time.
See, they just basically said, tidbit, you can drink here. So he was there, and he was just a pawn in their clever game of puke in your car.
This? We didn't have to pay for it. We made Tidbit buy the own liquor that he then threw up in your vehicle. That's how well we played this little ruse.
So in a sense, Tidbit was a victim like myself.
Yes, all of you were.
And you're so ready to just fucking just unleash on him.
Tidbit, I gotta...
Germ, you better fucking apologize.
Tidbit, there's something I gotta tell you.
That's not his full name. There's an 88 on the head.
Oh, Tidbit 88?
Yes.
I sincerely apologize to you, man. I hope.
Thank you, Frank. It takes a big man to do that.
Well, I am
think
a big man.
Magic
I did that.
I think there's magic in the air tonight. I think we finally, somewhere between you asking Solaire if she's ever been ass fisted, and you apologizing to Tidbit, I think magic just happened. Jeremy, are you speechless?
I'm flabbergasted, and I'm kind of hurt, and I have a lot of emotions going on right now, and I don't know how to handle it. I really don't.
Okay. Well, why don't we just say that the whole thing's settled, and you'll never bring it up again.
Right.
Party. Let's Pardon have me? Another party. Yeah, let's have another party.
Let's all unite and just have a party.
Yes, let's have a party and celebrate this closure, and just let bygones be bygones.
Yeah. Why don't we do that? Tidbit, are you up for some kind of
a party, maybe a get together. We all could, you know, unite and have some kind of drinks. Believe me, you'll bring your own again.
Definitely, but I wouldn't be able to drive since I'd be drinking, so Frank would have to
drive me.
Frank
will drive you, believe me. Don't even bother. Frank, you're driving, okay?
I did purchase vomit bags at my Pep Boys.
Did you ever get around to cleaning the vomit?
Well, I threw the car seat out, but other than that, I don't want to get into it.
Well, why don't you get into it? I'm interested.
Okay. I just sprayed some Lysol down there and some Fantastic.
Yeah, you read that it kills the rhinovirus, and all of a sudden the vomit's gone.
Right, right.
Yeah, good.
So there's still chunks in the backseat of your car.
It's fucking great.
I did see little pieces. I did see little pieces, but I didn't look
too... Just go into your car and then scream at your wife.
Excuse me?
Donna!
Oh, I see. Isn't that
you do that.
Yeah, do that, John.
Isn't that interesting? Okay, let's just all pile up on...
Hey, Donna! Did you start the coffee yet?
Exactly.
Okay.
Hey, take that! Did you puke in my back seat yet?
I see.
I'm telling you, Jerm, I'm sorry. I mean, I don't mean to make you, you know, be on the outs every single show, but I mean,
you know,
I think
what?
You do it to yourself.
I am the Lou Costello of the DJ New Style Show. That's all I can say.
You're the Jerm Freak.
I apologize.
Lou Costello was liked.
Well, that's all I have.
Okay.
Those are all your questions?
That's all my questions.
You don't
questions.
Have anything else? One random question to finish it off with.
I really don't, and I don't want to, you know, spoil
you're
a
just,
good thing.
You are just upset.
You know what? I'm a little taken back. I got to be honest
you
with
know,
you.
We're going to take a quick break.
Yes, let's take a break, please.
Solera, Tidbit, I'm glad that you were here to work this whole thing out. And once again, thank you for letting us do this in your pal talk.
No, thank you guys. It's awesome.
In front of all your people here. Thank you very much. Tidbit, you have anything you want to say?
No, just thanks, Frank, for apologizing. It'll be a long healing process, but I think we can get through this.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much, everybody. That's we're going to take a quick break here. And we're going to play a classic Jerm Freak bit or segment or whatever the fuck you want to call it. And we'll be right back. Not on thereisnoradio.com.
The DJ New Style Show will be right back.
I love that clip, dude. That's why we might as well take our time.
And now, a classic moment from the DJ New Style Show.
You know, I had a situation where I actually, as you know, I don't use public restrooms, so I took a piss in the woods behind a some type of offices somewhere.
So behind where?
Behind the office buildings. There was
okay.
some woods back there. So I took a piss, but I realized that I had to take a dump at the same time. So when I took a piss, I kind of had an accident in my underwear. So, and the sec thing is I had an inspection I had to go to afterwards, so I had to do an inspection with a load of shit in my ass, my underwear.
What? Hold on. You just left the shit there?
It was my underwear.
Hold on. You didn't even attempt to clean it out?
Well, how am I going to clean it out? I didn't take my pants down. I just took a piss. I felt something come out of my ass, and I had a load of shit in my ass, and I could feel it sticky and everything. And I had to go to an appointment, so I had to go to a house with shit in my pants.
Hold on. You are afraid of shit. Yet
not my
leave,
own shit.
Oh, not your own. So it would be completely cool to drink out of a glass that has your own shit on it.
Oh, listen, you're getting a little off the wall now.
No, it's not that off the wall. It's disgusting to leave shit in your underwear and then go about it like nothing's there. Like,
well,
nobody can fucking smell the chubby bald guy with a load of shit in his fucking underwear appraising their house.
I wrapped my jacket around my ass so you couldn't tell.
What, like a country club member? You just... Your ass had a cape on. It's not hiding the shit smell.
Well, listen... You know, he just said that his dog must have had an accident, so...
Wait, who said that?
Well, when I went to the house.
Oh, the guy said his dog must.
There was a house in Ocean Township in Monmouth County,
New Jersey.
And it must have smelled. And he says his dog must need to go out. And I says, yeah, I think so.
Okay, so you didn't have to bring it up to him. He brought it up as soon as you entered the door. The dog magically must have shit.
Well, no, I was walking through the rooms. It took some time for the odor to disperse. But listen, you know, then when I came home, I you know, did what I had to do. I fixed myself up, cleaned myself.
Now, did you wash them, or did you have your wife wash them, or did you throw them away?
I threw them out.
Now, you should have kept them.
Well, what am I going to do with them?
You got to wash them.
No, I wouldn't. I don't do that. I throw them out. Why would I?
Yeah, you know, that'd be to try and save a garment would be absolutely unheard of. You know, after you've just fucking surrendered and worn shit next to your ass for the last 3 hours.
It's a pair of underwear. It's not an Armani suit, all right, Sparky?
Okay, we have a question coming in from our buddy EJ McGrath. Were they tighty whities or boxers?
They were tighty whities. They were tighty whities.
You were wearing a man diaper with shit in it, appraising someone's house.
Pretty much.
That is fucked up. Like, I mean, if it was boxers, you may have been able to work it out somehow.
If I had boxers, it would have fell out somewhere.
So was it like a log? Was it a lump or was it a pile?
Well, you know, when you shit in your underwear, it all becomes mushed. So you really can't have a log this or that. It just becomes one big cesspool.
It looks like the napkin a baby would use after eating pudding.
Absolutely. And, you know, listen, what am I going to do? I had to do what I got to do, and then I drove home, and I threw underwear out, and I took a shower.
Wait. Wait. You drove home and then threw them out?
Yes.
Were you wearing them when you were in your car?
Yes.
So did you throw your car seat out, too?
I didn't throw my car seat out.
You said it's Ocean County. You live in Township.
Ocean Township.
Oh, sorry. How far away were you from home?
About 35 minutes.
So 35 minutes, you are stewing. You've already had this dump in there for... How long does an appraisal take?
Was I in the house for, you mean?
How long were you there with the shit in your ass?
I was there about a half an hour, say.
A half hour with shit in your ass?
Yes.
No way.
And then I drove home, which is another 35 minutes. So I had about an hour and a half, an hour and 15 minutes of shit in my ass. And what the problem was, it was starting to dry up.
I mean, that's not, you know, that's nothing that people don't do. I mean, I've definitely sharted, as they said in that one fucking Ben Stiller movie, I can't remember. Doesn't matter. Long Came Polly. Yes. I sharted at one point in the class, and I was asleep. I did it in my sleep. This was Minority Groups in American Society at Rutgers. So it was a real class you had to just really be excited about. So I sat in the back, sharted in my sleep, woke up, and I'm sniffing around. I'm like, wow, somebody fucking stinks. And then I realized it's me. I just left. I left, threw the underwear out, took a shower. And that's it, dude. I'm not spending an hour in this fucking underwear with shit in them. Never came back to the class.
Well, that's what I did. I'm not proud of it, but shit happens, as you say.
Yeah, shit does happen, and then apparently it stays in your tighty-whities while you do your job and blame it on your customer's dog.
Well, the hard part was, you know, once I got home, you know, it kind of like, it was sort of like, it was like cement when I got home. So let's just say there was some scraping that had to go on.
Wait. Scraping, like you had to scrape your ass crack?
Pretty much.
That is fucking disgusting. You are just fucking gross. You let the shit dry in your ass crack. You had a shit pudding skin between your cheeks.
I suppose you could call it that.
I also had an
instance where I pissed my pants in the car. And I had to go in somebody's house, and my pants were soaking wet up to the knees.
Are you fucking kidding me? Why did you piss your pants?
Because I just couldn't hold it anymore. I tried and tried and tried, and you know, it just exploded.
But why didn't you pull over and piss behind something?
Because I couldn't find a spot. I was in this residential area. I was trying to look for something private, and I couldn't, and I just had to let loose.
Didn't you have a bottle or something?
I did not have a bottle, no.
See, I went to the David Beckham Red Bulls game, and afterwards, like, I haven't pissed the entire day, and I didn't even realize it. I had to piss so bad. I had a large McDonald's cup in the car. I just hauled it out. My girlfriend's in the passenger seat. I just fucking start pissing into the cup. I filled the entire large, like, extra large fucking bucket drink of McDonald's, whatever the fuck it was. Filled it! Put the little cap and straw combo on, and I left in the parking lot. Good as new. So, and if I didn't have that, I would have pissed on the fucking road. Pissed in the car next to me. Who cares? You piss anywhere.
Firstly, it's very irresponsible of you to leave bodily fluids in the presence of the public like that.
Well, oh well. I just did shitty panties. What are you gonna do about it?
But I have you know, utilized bottles before, things of that nature. But I just couldn't in this particular instance. It just wasn't happening.
You didn't have one, or you couldn't get it done.
I didn't have anything. I've actually had a pee so bad that I actually peed in a sewer in a corner I believe it was
you chose a sewer rather than like anywhere else on the planet.
I couldn't hold it anymore. I was trying and I pulled into the on a corner of a house. I believe it was in Rockaway, New Jersey.
On what street?
I don't recall.
Main Street?
No. It was a side street.
Okay,
I looked like there was nobody home. It looked like a dead end type of thing, and I just took a piss in the sewer.
But why wouldn't you let it go on the road or in the grass?
Well, like,
you had to let it go in the sewer because fucked up over it.
It's better to let it go in a sewer. This way it gets drained out in the tunnel.
Yeah, this way it goes right into the Rockaway River, you stupid ass. Now your piss is all in somebody's drinking water.
I don't live in Morris County, so I don't care.
Hello, anonymous internet. I'm DJ New Style. Nice to meet you, bitches.
All right. Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. Frank, that was pretty interesting. I appreciate that. Thank you. Are you there, Frank?
I'm here. Are you
God
there?
Damn son of a bitch! Very interesting stuff. Did you happen to hear yourself during the break, or were you just urinating into sewers or shitting yourself or what?
I caught a little bit of it. Yeah. I was busy doing some other stuff, though.
Yeah. So I understand you came up with something new for this time around. A new bit or a new segment?
I don't know if you call it a bit, but I notice things that I see, you know, walking the streets.
You're very inquisitive.
I am very inquisitive because it's the only way you learn.
It's true.
The only way you learn is to ask questions. And I notice I see things, and I wanted to get your opinion on it and what you felt.
Okay. So why don't we go ahead and do that? Is this the start of it now? Is that how you're selling it?
I'd just like to, you know, just like to start it now if there's something that you would like to say or.
Oh, well, I mean, you gave me this production piece here, so let's see. Oh,
ladies and gentlemen,
what production is that?
Germ Freak Radio presents.
Is it gay?
Wow. So I wonder what this is going to be about. All right, Germ, what the hell is this?
I just wanted to ask you a couple of questions, and you tell me if you feel that it's gay or effeminate or girlish, or just want to get your insight on it.
Okay.
Some stuff I'm struggling with, I just want to get your opinion.
Sure.
Is it gay for two guys to watch porn together?
What kind of porn?
Just regular vanilla porn, man and woman, you know.
No black people involved?
I don't, that's irrelevant.
It's kind of relevant. If you're watching Lexington Steel movies with your best friend, it might be a little gay.
The answer. Will you just answer the question, please? Is it two guys?
Fine. No, it's not gay.
Okay.
Do you think it's gay? I mean, what do you think?
It's a little uncomfortable. Just, I mean, would you be able to sit on a couch with another guy and watch a porn movie? Same couch.
No, I wouldn't want to jack it or be aroused in front of another dude. But I'm not.
You have a problem with that, don't you, New Style? Because you've mentioned that in the past.
I've said it in the past. I don't like strip clubs because I don't like being around all my friends. Like, hey, let's go out and get hard together, guys. It just doesn't fucking appeal to me.
Right, right.
So, is that your opinion? It's gay?
I would say it's a yes.
Okay.
And when I say gay, I don't mean homosexual. I just mean a feminine, girlish, or odd.
Okay. Did you say a feminine?
A feminine.
It's effeminate. Thank you.
Effeminate.
What's your next thing here?
Is it gay to go to a movie with a guy and only a guy?
Just two guys going to a movie?
Yes, is that feminine?
I think that's a little bit feminine. But what's the type of movie? Let's give examples here, scenarios.
Maybe to see something like Notting Hill or You've Got Mail.
Oh no, that's definitely not gay. That is the gay. It's probably the gayest thing you could do with a friend.
So okay,
short from sucking along. That's gay, okay. Frank. Do you have opinions on these, or is it just me answering?
We're
molding this as a bit, Frank.
I think it's a feminine as well, depending on the movie that's being seen. Obviously, there will be a buffer seat between the two gentlemen.
Well, if there's a buffer seat, it's not gay.
Regardless of the movie, is that what you're saying?
No, because it's going to be the two of you going up to get tickets. And
right.
If you go and shy away to one of those fucking credit card things... little things where you don't wait in line, you just put the credit card in, that's a little gay.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
Anyway,
Steve LaLarper saying, he says, Brokeback with two buffer seats is terribly gay. Now, let's not make any Heath Ledger jokes. A lot of people are upset, Frank. People lost a loved one.
I don't understand how this guy is so popular. I really never saw any of his work, but...
Who?
Keith Ledger.
Who?
Keith Ledger, the... guy who passed away a couple days ago.
Keith?
Yeah.
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 I don't know who he is either.
Okay. My next question. Is it gay for a guy to shave or wax his eyebrows?
What was the question that you asked?
Is it gay for a guy to shave or wax his eyebrows?
Is it gay?
I don't know. I think it has to be. You give a shit too much about your fucking eyebrows. What do you care?
Right.
You're a fucking guy. It's gay, dude.
Okay.
Have you ever done it? Have you ever trimmed or waxed?
I've never waxed. I have done maybe a little bit in the middle just to make sure there's no monobrow going on.
Monobrow? You're changing the fucking universal standard term for what that is. You're taking it upon yourself to do that.
Well, mono means one.
It's unibrow.
Oh my God.
Jesus. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Is it gay? Who's this?
I think it's gay that you're not answering these questions correctly, and it's Alky. So I'm going to try to help you out a little
bit. Okay, we got Alky.
A little bit of straight man perspective.
Oh, wait. What the fuck are you saying? What are you trying to say here?
Don't worry. You're the host. Fact, you can hear. Okay.
The fact I don't want to go and watch Notting Hill with you... Fucking...
I think it would be. I would love to go see Cloverfield with you if you don't mind. But after the show, we'll talk about that.
Okay, as long as we can have one small popcorn between the two of us.
One small popcorn.
Yes.
Ooh, too strong.
Frank, is that gay? Sharing a small popcorn with another man?
Totally. It's not even a question.
It's not even a question. I think there's a definite question, though, Frank. I think there's a definite question. I don't know about you, but
is it gay?
Yes, that's right. Get the bed music again.
Is it gay for a man to go tanning?
Absolutely.
Not at all.
Wait, is he seasonally depressed? If he has seasonal depression... I hate that excuse. Sounds like, I got seasonal depression, it helps me. No, it's gay. It's fucking gay.
What if you have psoriasis? If you have psoriasis, you have to go tanning.
If you have psoriasis, it is gay. That's right. What is psoriasis?
That's
gay.
Rash condition.
If you have psoriasis, you have to go tanning. That's what. What do you get? A little blue piece of paper from the doctor that says fucking tan?
Don't get pissed off when someone calls in with a little bit of fucking medical knowledge.
Oh, I apologize.
Just because you don't know what the fuck it is, don't shit on me.
Just don't shit on me, please. Keep it in the bag. I don't know if that was mean. I apologize.
Next question, please. Next question, please, Frank.
Sure.
Is it gay for a guy to take yoga?
Yes, it is absolutely gay.
I'll agree with that one. That's pretty fucking.
Germ,
gay.
Have you considered yoga? Is that
I
why?
Don't even, I'm not even sure what yoga even is. I just don't.
It's a dairy based thing that people eat for breakfast.
I thought it was a bear that Frank knew that liked to steal picnic baskets.
With a smaller and gayer bear that takes it, that wears no vest.
Is it gay for a single guy?
I think this fucking bit is gay.
I apologize.
You think this bit is gay? Really? You don't like the bit? Well, then I'm going to ask you, Alky, about the bit. Is it gay? Yes or no? I want an answer right now.
A little bit, but I want to keep playing.
Okay. All right. Frank, what's the next one here? Yoga, definitely gay.
Is it gay for a single guy to own a cat?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Stephen Larper says yes.
When did cats become homosexual pets?
See, the thing is, Germ reads Garfield comic strips, and since John hasn't had a date since 1979,
apparently.
He equates that with being gay. Lasagna! Lasagna's tasty. We get it,
all
Garfield.
Right.
So, Germ, you would never, if you were single, you would never own a cat.
It's a little feminine to me.
I'm going to go with the VA messenger here because he has a fucking coal miner beard. He definitely knows what's straight. He says owning a cat if you're a single man is gay.
I agree with
you. And he can get you a discount on Travelocity.
Yes. He's the most well-traveled gnome in the world. Germ, next one here.
Is it gay for a guy to be an animal rights activist?
Yes.
No, I don't think so at all. No, why would it be?
It is. It's gay to care about animals.
Just because you fucking say so?
Yes, because I say so.
I need my own radio show.
You do. Well, you have this.
So
you
my opinions matter.
Just because you're so nice, you get to be on whenever we do the Is It Gay segment. This is now the Alky approves of everything that Germ brings up segment.
Ask my wife if she's ever taken a fist in the ass. I can't play a little bit with your fucking segment.
Sorry, I apologize. Listen! Is it gay to suck a dick?
Sometimes.
Oh, okay. Oh, sometimes. At least it's not an absolute yes. Oh, we have a caller here that I've been ignoring. Oh, yeah, whatever. Sorry, Pristine. Is it gay to not answer Pristine's calls? Germ, do you have anything? What's next?
Is it gay to have your ass licked by a girl?
No.
Absolutely not.
No, not at all. Especially not while she's sucking your dick. Unless she's just down there licking your ass and you're cooking dinner, that might be a little gay. But if she's blowing you and licking your nuts and licking your ass, then it's totally fine.
I think it's totally gay. What difference does it make? It's still a gay part of your body.
So, Germ, your wife goes to lick your ass. What happens?
That has never happened.
What?
Ever.
Well, you said she would never burp in 20 years. So what happens if she decides, I'm going to lick, I'm not even going to say it. What if she says that she's going to lick your ass and does it?
I will have to run out of the room.
You would run out of the room?
I think it's very
offensive. Tongue in your ass.
Having your ass... getting enjoyment out of your asshole is gay, whether a girl does it or a guy does it. It's gay.
So what if a guy's sucking your dick?
I have no comment about that.
Whoa!
All right.
Really?
Well, then I guess we should play the fucking sound clip for you then, because you're obviously fucking gay.
Oh, please.
I don't have a comment as much as I have a question. Is it gay?
Mark Furman fucking would have answered quicker.
Okay. We next here?
Yeah, what's next there?
Is it gay for you and your wife to pretend and switch sexual roles? In other words, she pretends to be the man and you pretend to be the woman.
Well, that implies that I'm getting a fucking dildo in my ass, and yes, that's fucking gay.
That is gay. The minute you have anything resembling a dick or anything shoved in your ass and you're getting fucked with it, it's gay, Frank.
Is it gay?
Agree
Frank,
yourself.
The fact that you're confused by that makes you a little gay.
I apologize.
Okay.
Is it gay for a guy to take a bubble bath?
Not at all. I think it's relaxing. I mean, I would love to take one tonight.
I think it's a little gay. Are you doing?
I think we should all take one right now.
Are you doing it by yourself? Are you coming home from a day of work and like, I'm just gonna run a nice bubble bath for myself and jump in? Because I think if you have a woman there with you, it's obviously not gay. But if you're just
can I ask one?
You just did. Oh snap!
Oh shizzle, that's funny. Is it gay to have Purell hand fucking lotion, hand sanitizer in the fucking console of your car?
In the cup holder.
Excuse me, I don't appreciate that, Mr. Alki. That was a cheap call.
Cheap call.
Cheap shot. All right, next one.
We have a caller here. This is ringing the phone off the goddamn hook here. Yeah, here you go. Whatever.
Yo.
Phone is ringing.
Oh my god.
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak and Alki. Who's this?
It's a VA Messenger.
VA Messenger. What's going on, man? Is it you or your beard calling?
What lawn are you calling from? This is me. My beard got shaved a little bit today.
Oh Jesus. Sorry to hear that. Are you less strong?
No, I'm more strong.
Oh, okay.
Okay, is it gay to give your friend a massage if he needs one? Like, say he's sore from working out.
Wait, Alki, come on, man. We have this nice production piece. Is it gay? Let's fucking allow the question to be asked. To give your buddy, to give your friend a massage.
That was the first one I had a strong opinion on.
Yeah, it definitely is gay. The minute you want to give another dude a massage, it's gay.
Say he needed some shoulders rubbed.
Gay.
Oh, New Style, you just did your show. Are your shoulders sore? I'll rub them for you.
Are you a woman? Or am I VA Messenger thinking that's completely acceptable? I'll grow my beard longer just to make it good. Anything's okay if your beard touches your navel. Thank you for calling in, buddy.
All right, later.
Frank, do you have any others?
I have a few.
Oh, well, I apologize.
Is it gay for a guy to compliment another guy's clothing?
Yes.
No.
What's the compliment?
Nice tie, nice jacket.
No, that's not gay.
That's not gay at all.
I don't even think
it's gay for another guy to say that that's an attractive guy.
I think the only way that would be gay, Jerm, is if someone says, I like the cut of the crotch of those slacks. That might be gay, and that does qualify.
I enjoy your inseam.
Your inseam is delicious. That might be gay. Jerm?
Yes.
Please feel free to weigh in on these issues. You know.
Asking the questions anytime you want to fucking reply.
You know, you guys are the recipients. I'm interviewing, so you know.
Well, we want to hear your fucking opinion.
I think it depends on how it's said. If it's like, hey, good, nice jacket, man. You know, whatever. Or that looks great on you. You know, that could be a problem.
Oh,
you know?
So it has to have the gay voice for it to be gay. I understand now.
I see.
I understand now.
But I apologize.
For example, VA Messenger. Comes up to you and goes, hey, nice cock. Not gay. But if he had a little lilt to his voice, then it would be, right?
Most likely.
That's the magical equation. way to really spell that out for us. Jerm, what's the next one?
The next one is as follows. Is it gay for a guy to order a complex Starbucks coffee order?
Can you give us an example of one, please?
Well, a venti breve latte, 4 equals extra hot, no foam.
Is it gay? Yeah, that's definitely gay.
Not even going to bother answering.
What do you think, Alki?
Because he's so fucking gay.
I see.
You're the one who rigged his goddamn vomit in his car. Jerm, what's the next one?
Is it gay for a guy to eat cottage cheese?
By itself?
What's the source of the cottage cheese?
What do you mean, what's the source? You open the container and you eat it. What do you mean?
Is the container a
fucking disgusting?
It is gross. There's nothing grosser
than
cottage cheese.
How about can we play a bit called Are You a Fat Fuck?
Let me just... This milk has gone bad. I have to find a way to eat it. I need to eat this fucking rotten food because I missed out when it was good. It is gay. And don't even... The only way you can make it good is by putting nicely cut up fruit in it. That makes it gayer.
And that makes you French.
Makes you French. Which, by default...
It makes you gay, so yes. Maybe he has a point.
What's your opinion on that? See, when we stop talking, you weigh in.
I, you know what? I enjoy cottage cheese.
Have you done radio before?
Of course you enjoy it, Mr. Vente like Breve it. Latte for equals a turnover.
But I'm embarrassed to admit that I eat it, though. But I do eat it. I'm embarrassed to admit that.
Why? Why are you embarrassed?
I think it's a little effeminate.
Do you feel like you're eating semen when you're eating it? Like, semen that's gone bad?
That's never crossed my mind. I don't know where your head is at.
Well, why are you embarrassed to admit that you eat it?
It just seems like it's
what
something...
What thoughts are you having when you're eating it?
I'm feeling uncomfortable with myself when I'm eating it. And I try to do it in private.
Do you ever have a little bit of it on your lip or in the corner of your mouth?
You sick son of a bitch. You sick
fuck. And then you lean over and spit it into your other gay friend's mouth?
Oh my god. Should I continue?
I think you should continue.
Is it gay for a guy to cut the crust off the bread?
Yes. I flat out yes. Alki, what do you think?
Yeah, that's actually fucking gay. It's not even gay, faggot gay. It's just fucking gay.
It's fucking like fucking your parents were hippies that want to purify you, gay. Germ, do you do that? Tell me you do.
I enjoy crust. Well, let me ask you a question.
I know you do. After that fucking cottage cheese incident, you love it right around the mouth.
Well, I even enjoy the end of the bread. Like, if you see the end of the bread, like a white bread, do you have a problem
eating the
end?
They call that the heel.
Do you have a problem eating that?
No, I do not.
Neither do I. Some people will throw it out.
I don't understand. That's a waste. It's a waste. I don't know why I'm doing a fucking food PSA.
Okay.
You're wasting food, America. Think wiser. Next.
On the food note, is it gay to consistently eat reduced fat foods like lean pockets or Velveeta light shells and cheese?
Why can't you just get a regular Hot Pocket? Germ, I
lived off Hot Pockets for 2 years, and I actually ate lean pockets during the time, but only because they were on sale.
Yeah.
So, are you gay or are you fucking broke?
Are you broke?
That was beautiful.
Thank you. I try to stay on key. Germ, if you obsess over getting stuff that is low fat, it is a little gay. I have to say, I'm embarrassed that I've started to get the non-fat latte at Starbucks. I'm embarrassed. I'm gonna get full fat latte now. I'm gonna get fucking give me the lard latte. Just so that I'm not gay by your standards. Because obviously you think that's gay. That's why you brought it up, right?
I do think it's effeminate.
Do you do it?
Never. I never, ever.
So
never.
All these things that you bring up you think are feminine.
Yeah, I wouldn't have brought them up if I didn't think they were feminine.
Okay.
Is it gay for a guy to enjoy shopping for clothes?
No.
Not at all. I love fucking going to the mall and shopping for clothes.
I don't think it's gay.
It's gay to go with Barb to the mall and not fuck her at the end of the trip. That's what's fucking gay.
Frankandbarb.com. Frankandbarb.com. What was that term? What happened? Did you go to the mall?
I something like that. I don't even know. Something happened. I went to the mall, yeah.
And who'd you go with?
You don't know. There's a website dedicated to it, but you don't fucking know.
Well, I don't want to brag. No, I went to the mall with
You don't have the physical capability to brag.
Oh,
I apologize.
Vicious.
Well, that was pretty low.
One negative thing about Hot Pockets, and you're fucking ready to go.
Exactly.
Jesus Christ.
Got him, and he was so nice at the party too.
Can't blame. Anyway. I love a Hot Pocket though. Hot Pockets are great. Delicious.
Yeah.
Broccoli okay. And cheese. Okay, Germ, continue.
Is it gay to use one of those handheld baskets at the supermarket?
You know what? That is a little gay. I think that is a little gay. You need the cart. How else? Well,
it depends on how many items you're purchasing.
No, even if I get a pack of gum, I'm getting the cart. I want to do tricks. I want to jump. I want to crash into things. Steve says, Steve LaLarp is saying it's gay to have three items in a cart. He says that's gay.
Exactly.
Why is that gay? Oh, so you're going to go off like it's a fucking, like it's a goddamn merry, happy fucking picnic and skip through the fucking aisle.
Because by you grabbing a cart, you're purposely trying to show that you're too gay to hold the handheld cart, which makes me automatically think you're gay.
No, this is recursive gayness right here, these accusations. I say you're gay for having the fucking thing, and you say I'm gay for not having it. We can't win this argument.
Well, she was Germ's bit.
Germ, what do you think? Obviously, you have an opinion.
I do have an opinion, and I think it's a little feminine. I think it's more manly if you carry everything in your arms and your hands.
I think it depends on how you hold it. If you hold the handheld cart in the crease of your elbow where you lift your hand up towards your shoulder,
so gay.
Then it's gay. If you hold the cart by its two double handles together at your side, then it's not gay. How do you like that answer?
If I have a bag with handles, I will never hold it by the handles. I will always hold it like I'm carrying a fucking package. I will hold the bottom of the bag.
Two hands, like you deliver for UPS?
Yes, I will. I don't care if it's fucking takeout. I don't care if it's fucking... I will never carry it by the handle.
You're not gay, you're just fucking clumsy.
I am.
Drop it.
Yeah. I love this definition of gay. It has nothing to do with,
being attracted
to the... Yeah, I was trying to say it the nicer way, but yeah, it has nothing to do with cock in the ass. It's, do you like cream in your coffee? Then you're a faggot! Germ, do you have any others that you've been wondering about? Any other things that you do that you want to know that they're gay?
I just have a couple more if time permits.
This bitch should be called, Are You Judging Me for the Way That I Am?
Unfortunately, that doesn't go with the Roxette tune. So,
I know.
Okay. Are you judging me for the way that I am?
La la la.
Oh, there's a good one right here. Steve LaLarper says, "Is it gay to like Coldplay? The band Coldplay, Germ. Are you familiar with them?"
We all saw the movie 40-Year-Old Virgin. Okay, we all saw the movie, Steve. Okay.
Oh shit.
Thank you.
That's why Germ is the host of Is It Gay? Please.
Yes.
Germ, continue.
Is it gay for a man to drive a car with no shirt on?
What?
You're calling Arkansas gay right now.
Can we ask why he doesn't have a shirt on? Is another man licking his nipples? Yeah. Or is it fucking hot out? Seriously, is he driving a tractor? These fucking questions are so fucking ambiguous.
Every former Confederate state is now a fucking homo because of you. Thanks. Thanks, Germ. What's the circumstance? Come on, explain it.
Obviously, I'm not talking about a goddamn tractor. I'm talking about an automobile.
Oh, because he's from the South. He's got to be on a tractor now.
Well, you brought it up. I'm just talking about a regular automobile for a guy to have no shirt on in an automobile, period.
Maybe like a Mazda Miata?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's
If he's ripped and if he's good-looking, then it's gay.
It's definitely
gay. If he's a fat guy and he's just fucking hot... then it's not gay.
Pretty much.
But if he's diesel, it's gay.
Yeah, if women want to have sex with him, then he's totally gay.
I agree.
That's right.
I agree. I think of that about every guy, actually.
That's true. It's true. Except myself.
No, especially you.
Oh, you motherfucker. Okay, Germ, what's the next one?
Just a couple more.
I knew you were going to work in something there, and I cut you off.
I have the Lego hair faggot.
That's uncalled for. I'm hurt. I won't ask for an apology. I know I won't get one.
124 listeners. It's a new high.
It really is. It really is. Is it gay to have 10 listeners and still do a show? I'd say no. Some might disagree.
Is it gay to get kicked off There Is No Radio when there's only one other show?
I quit. I kicked myself off. Alki, I'll have you know, I was barred from doing the show in your room. For some reason, and I can't do this with the Roxette playing in the background. I'm sorry, it's just fucking with my mind. I said, hey, yeah, there's going to be a lot of people in there, so it could promote the station. He says, no. No, I'm all sorry. Right,
Sharon, can you please ask the question?
Okay. Is it gay
when a guy screams out in excruciating pain when a girl is riding his dick really hard and it pops out and hits her pelvis bone. Thus
is it gay?
I don't know. I doubt it because he's having sex with a woman, Germ. According to the definition of gay, I'm going to have to go with no.
Okay. That was just a...
And do you have any others? Please.
Just a couple more if time permits.
Time does permit. Continue.
Is it gay for a guy to use an umbrella?
You know what?
Only if it's not raining.
like on a sunny day. Oh, shit. Oh, my God. What a fucking genius. Alky's the best. Go to alkysbag.com. Was that what it is?
.org.
.org, sorry, or irishalky.tumblr.com because it's Wed 2.0 and misspellings are awesome. Holy shit, that is funny. Germ, do you ever use an umbrella?
In high school, I was embarrassed. When I was in school, I was always embarrassed to use an umbrella because I didn't think it was cool. I thought, you know, when you're a guy, you shouldn't wear an umbrella. You shouldn't worry about rain. But as I got older, I said, screw it, what do I care? So I started using one as I got older.
And then all the fucking acid rain in 1983 fucking killed your follicles, and here you are bald and embarrassed.
Well, whatever, I'm not going to bring that up, but anyway.
Next?
Next question. Is it gay for a guy to wear sandals or any open-toed shoes?
No.
I totally disagree with that.
Alky,
totally.
What do you think here?
For a guy to wear, like, open-toed sandals, especially with the little piece of material that goes in between the big toe and the next little toe, that's so fucking gay.
No, it's horribly gay.
The one that goes between is gay. If you got, like, the Adidas sandals with the Velcro that goes over the top of the entire foot, that's not gay, but you have to be either on a boardwalk or a beach.
Absolutely. Pristine is so upset right now.
But the one with the toe thong is very gay on a man. No man should have a toe thong.
Pristine is basically calling us really gay.
What happened?
He says discussing this is gay. But dude, Pristine, no one is straighter than Pristine.
Oh, he's a man's man.
He really is. Like, Frank, you know that he PM'd you. And told you not to punk out the tidbit like a bitch, and you did it anyway. He's never gonna fucking forgive you now.
VA Messenger finally asks a relevant question to this bit. Is it gay for a guy to smoke cigarettes that are 100?
I don't even know. I never smoked.
That is a resounding yes for me.
Okay, good. I personally only know one kind of gay cigarette, and they have flowers on them. I don't know what the fuck they are. But
the only gay cigarette I know is Virginia Slims.
Yes. It's true. Germ, have you ever smoked a cigarette?
Yes, I have. I told you I've taken that up lately.
What was the brand?
It was Marlboro Lights.
Starbucks.
Starbucks cigarettes? And it's just fucking awful. Germ, do you have another one for us?
Just a couple more if time permits.
Are you going to say that every time?
Well, I don't want to overstay my welcome.
Trust me, we have time.
Okay.
You overstayed your welcome by 2 hours.
I apologize.
Oh, snap. Jesus. Dragging me down, you fucking bald prick.
Okay.
Bald fucking anchor.
All right. Is it gay for a guy to be a high school cheerleader? You know,
yes.
Yes. I'm not talking about wearing, you know, a
Were you ever? Shirt. Did you ever consider being a high school cheerleader?
Of course not. What are you, crazy?
I think you're lying.
Whatever.
I think you're lying. I think that you didn't make it, and then you tried for basketball, and then they made you go on the stat team. They made you take the stats for all the people who could compete athletically.
Yeah, Jerm, did you have to keep score on the bench, and that was your role on the team? And you said you were on the basketball team, and you're sitting there with a fucking clipboard and some fucking notes.
I'm on the basketball team! Yeah, here's some fucking graph paper, faggot.
Right.
Draw a parabola or shut the fuck up.
You're the only basketball player that that was issued a protractor.
Right. I see.
Fucking douche. Okay. Do you have any others, Jim?
Is it gay to play solo basketball?
I disagree. I think that is
no,
that is not,
not at
gay.
All.
Thank you, Alky.
Yeah, it's gay to play sports.
Oh.
Even though, is it gay to not know when the fucking Super Bowl is or who the fuck is playing in it? And you got the nerve to ask a fucking basketball question?
Wow.
You son of a bitch.
I didn't realize it was going to cause that much controversy.
It did.
Yeah, that was a crazy one.
Just a couple more and we'll wrap it up here.
If time permits.
Is it gay for a guy to enjoy celebrity gossip?
I don't think it is.
I think that's a rough one. I don't think so. I feel gay for enjoying it, but I know I'm not gay.
Nah, it's, yeah. You know what? It might be a little gay. It might be a little gay.
I don't know, because I have a hard time turning off TMZ.
See, yeah, the TMZ is great. Jack, better known as the Gorilla Position, he says TMZ is awesome. It's not gay to be involved with that. Meanwhile, he likes the Gilmore Girls. So I don't really quite know where he truly stands. I don't know, Jeremy. What's your opinion?
I think it's a feminine.
Do you do it?
I do it in hiding.
So you admit that you're effeminate, as you say. Effeminate.
Well, I guess you can put it that way. I guess you can put it that way. No. I enjoy it because I like to see these rich people be miserable. You know, I like to see them have misery in their life. That's why I watch it.
Well, if you're getting a laugh out of the fact that a lot of people with way more money than you'll ever have are having an awful life, then it's not gay at all.
Yeah, you just like to keep tabs on a few white trash millionaires. Is that right?
Oh.
Hey, copyright.
Copyright. I'm sorry, copyright Germ Freak 2008.
Right.
It's all right. It's okay.
Okay.
Do you have another one? Time does permit, Germ, so don't even fucking say it. I will stab you.
I apologize.
Okay, go ahead.
Is it gay for a single guy to send out Christmas cards?
Yes.
It's gay for a married guy to send out fucking Christmas cards.
Christmas cards, that's the gayest fucking thing ever. That is the most female.
It's gay for
the
me
most
to give anyone a card.
It's gay for you to even open them. If you open a Christmas card and you don't see that Christmassy stamp and just immediately throw it in the garbage, you're gay. Frank, have you ever...
I think the last time I sent a Christmas card was sixth grade.
I've never sent one. Ever. They're like, here, make this little Christmas card for your parents. They give you presents and they feed you and let you live in a... Like, no, fuck that. I'm no faggot. And I'll go to a straight kindergarten, thank you. And I left. Never went back.
Yeah, you got your own radio show.
Oh, you cunts. Son of a bitch.
Should we continue?
Questions. Come on, I want rapid fire at this point.
I know we mentioned a chick flicks before, but how about in this scenario? Is it gay for a guy to watch a chick flick even at 2 a.m. when there's nothing else on?
No, not at all. I have no problem.
We'll watch
that.
Fucking British people sell knives. So what the fuck does it matter? We'll watch anything.
Okay. I think it was like 3 o'clock in the morning about a month ago, and I watched that movie. It was called Must Love Dogs.
Oh my
and
god.
And I felt, yeah, I did. But it was fucking like
well
3
be,
in the morning.
You may as well be eating cottage cheese, fucking faggot.
Yeah, I should have been eating cottage cheese and sending out Christmas cards. That's how fucking gay my
and
night was.
Thank you notes.
And I believe that's one of the nights where Solaris said, hey, you want to go fuck? And I said, nah, go on upstairs.
I'm just doing these thank you notes. ESPN. I'm just doing thank you notes. Notting Hill's up next. Ah, can't do it. Can't have sex with you. So, Germ, do you have any others?
If time
coming, we got all night. You guys can go till 12 tonight.
I don't think I can. Seriously.
I don't know how much
not
you
a,
got.
Not a chance in hell.
Listen. Is there a problem?
No.
Okay. Next
Calm
question.
Down, please. Calm down.
Is it gay for a guy to be afraid of bees?
It's no secret.
I don't think it's gay. It might just be a little dumb. I mean, if you're allergic
it's not
to bees,
afraid. It's not gay to be afraid of bees. But I will admit that a man running from a bee might be the gayest motions men can ever make, other than fucking.
Just fucking the most womanly noises come out of somebody running from an insect who's smaller
with
than
arms,
your fucking
arms
thumbnail.
Flailing.
It's smaller than the smallest of your toes, and you're fucking frightened of it.
So it's not gay to be scared. It's just gay to
well,
react.
I guess some people are allergic to it.
That's okay. If you're gonna die because of it, it's okay to be
afraid.
If you're
allergic to peanuts, you don't run from fucking peanut butter the way people run from bees.
Well, a peanut isn't going to exactly sting you or chase you.
Will it?
Unless it's thrown at you by somebody. Then you should run from a peanut.
An elephant.
Elephant. You have a fucking pet elephant. Just have him follow you and catch all the peanuts people throw at you. How hated are you as a kid that's allergic to peanuts that people are pelting you? That's how you know nobody likes you in your school. Dad, nobody likes me. Oh, that's not true. No, I'm allergic to peanuts. It'll kill me, and they fucking throw M&Ms at me all day. And they may have been made on equipment that handled peanuts. Germ, anything else?
I'll give a couple more.
Jesus Christ.
You didn't even ask if time permits.
Is it gay to masturbate in a public restroom while you listen to other people take a shit?
I don't even fucking know how to respond. Have you ever done that?
Me? No, come on. I don't go to the bathroom.
You gotta put that in your new bit. Have you ever considered this?
That's what it is. Coming next week on the DJ New Style Show. Have you considered this? Oh, what the fuck? Oh, we were just having fun. We were having fun. And it's over. Well, I know I've got to say thank you to Alki and Solera. And thank you to everybody in the room here. Thank you to everybody for putting up with me. Sorry to Pristine. I missed fucking 20 of your calls. Pristine hates me. He thinks we're all gay.
It's your room every night.
Oh, snap. Thank you, everybody. Do you want to? You have anything you'd like to say? Either of you?
Well, me? I'm tired of answering this fucking question.
Just fucking say something.
I'm glad that you figured out that I shot semen through my wife's nose and she's never had a fist in her asshole. I think that it went well.
I'm glad the air has been cleared.
Yeah.
There have been vicious fisting rumors.
I apologize that, tidbit drinks at parties that I throw. It'll never happen again.
Okay.
No problem. Thank you. Thank you for letting us be in the room. Thank you.
Did you buy a new baby seat so your kid doesn't fly off the fucking windshield?
Jesus. But he's a bungee cord, though. Jerm, you have anything to say?
I'm done.
Too bad. Den Haut und Haaren untergehen. Ihr wollt doch auch den Dolch ins Nacken stecken. Ihr wollt doch auch das Blut von Degen lecken. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.